Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Yeah, I'm still a little under the weather. I actually sound better than I did yesterday, I think. But I'm not sure. But anyway, I thank y'all so much. Many of you sent very kind notes of speaking forth healing. And I praise you for that. Thank you for that. So continue doing that in the name of Jesus. And just words of comfort and homegoing to my mom. You know, it is a time to rejoice. We often don't think about it that way, but it is, folks. If we are who we say we are, right? Yeah, yeah. It is a time of rejoicing. And so just found out literally 10 minutes ago sort of what the they're going to have a memorial service kind of thing. The timing of all that. So it'll be about a week from now. So that's good. That's good. I want to pick up Psalms 9 where we were, finish it out. We'd seen that the Lord had made himself known, and the Lord is going to execute judgment upon the wicked. And he's going to do it by their own hands. He's going to ensnare them with their own works, their own methodologies. So, Psalm 9, verse 17, we pick it up. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. So, the wicked here, who are the wicked? Well, all the nations that forget God. And they will return to Sheol. And that is literally the Hebrew word, is Sheol. King James says, the wicked shall turn into hell. And that speaks of the underworld, hell, the pit, grave. Depends on the context as to how it is used. But you do very well to pay attention to this. But he's saying the wicked's going to be turned away, be returning to that. And the nations that forgot God, there is so much more to that than I used to know, than I used to think. The nations and how the nations came about, and what you see in Deuteronomy, particularly 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, and what occurred with these nations and how they wanted to go their own way. And God said, okay, go your own way. And the Lord placed people over them, placed, let's just say Elohim over them, who also turned rebellious. But that's another story for another time. God did not forget this. The nations did forget God. Verse 18, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. So the psalmist is acknowledging here that sometimes folks are in need. They feel like they're forgotten. He said it's not always going to be that way. And that the poor, that the hope that they have in a better day yet to come, one that will come and save them, it's not going to perish forever. It will come to pass. Verse 19. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. So again, David's saying, God, arise, have at it. He's done this several times in the Psalms up to this point in time. Sometimes forthrightly like this. Just say, arise, O Lord, arise. You know, have at it, please, now. You know, why are you hesitating? Don't let any man prevail, but let these men that have rebelled against you, these wicked, be judged before you. And then he closes the psalm out with this. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. Selah. And so David is getting very, very forthright with the wicked and the wicked that's coming against him, the wicked that are defying God. And he's saying, God, you put them in fear. Is he saying something like, sick them, God? You know? And not in a flippant kind of way, but is he saying, Lord, put them in fear. Let them know. Let them know that they are but men. Let them know that you are God. And then he ends it with a Selah. In other words, y'all think about this. Y'all meditate on this. Reflect upon this. Watch what God does. The nations will be judged by the Most High God ultimately someday yet to come. They're judged all the time by him now. You see it in scripture. God will actually use a nation such as the Assyrians to judge his people in the northern kingdom. But then he'll come along and use the Babylonians to judge the Assyrians for the evil they did against the northern kingdom. But then he'll use the Babylonians to judge the southern kingdom. But then he'll use the Medo-Persian Empire to judge the Babylonians. And then he'll use the Greek Empire to judge the Medo-Persian Empire. God does what he wants to with the nations. He will, and he is, be victorious. Okay, thank y'all so much. I think that's about all my voice has today. I'll see y'all next time, okay? Goodbye.